Better grab everything I can.
You're going to want to see this.
This is going to be good.
Francis!
What?
Grabbing pills. Grabbing pills.
Grabbing pills.
Pills here!
Grabbing pills.
Woo!
Grabbing pills.
Yeah!
Grabbing pills. Peel, peel, peel.
Nice, nice.
Damn
nice,
straight.
Nice.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh!
Nice, nice.
All right!
Oh! Nice, nice.
All right. It's Wednesday. We know some of you are like, oh, God, it's two more days until Friday. I just want to play Dragon Age. Why can't I just play Dragon Age?
I'm not a mental
moron. It's Wednesday. It's only two more days until
Hello.
Friday.
How
about typing yet?
Let's try to be positive.
Let me be a little bit too positive.
Yeah.
I can do.
Yay!
Only 2 days.
No.
Ginger, sleeping.
Wow.
I would appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't hurt to be positive. Okay, I got to get rid of this. Yeah, there's too much going on back there. Whew. I got a little ADD something going on. Woo!
Yeah. Every day.
Stop it. Some of you out there, the magic of keys, we are loving the love we're getting from you. But relax, breathe, meditate. It's Wednesday. Some of you will be playing Magicka by the end of the day. One of you will anyway. I'll say some. One of you will have a copy at the end of the day today. Somebody won't. But keep the love coming. There's tons of posts on the forums that I somehow missed this morning. We're getting there, people. We're a busy, busy bunch of girls.
Yep. And I saw them all playing in our forums. I came over there and said hello this morning.
Hello, forum people that are waiting for their magic. Oh, God, I think the coffee just hit my bloodstream. Oof.
I'm glad that's what you're saying, oh, God, about. I was like, ah, crap. My throat.
No, that is too much energy. I don't know what to do with this. Oh. On another note, last night, got a lovely email that I shared with the girls here. We got into the closed beta of Dragon Age Legends. I got to say, this is the most epic Facebook game I have ever seen, and that's all I can say without getting in trouble. You lovely people at EA, sometimes you do it right. Sometimes you get it right.
Sometimes you'll get it way wrong, but sometimes, every once in a while, when you're not telling us, you know, we only play Sims.
Notice we didn't blame BioWare, because BioWare loves us. BioWare loves the women. But they did a great job with the Facebook game. I am completely amazed. God, I want to say stuff and I can't. Let me just say this is a epic game. It still has that one little thing, you guys know, the microtransaction, but it's not microtransaction heavy at all. It's one thing that they offer you to buy. The rest you can, shut up. Okay, moving along. News time. Before I say something I'm not supposed to. Take the key to my mouth, Ginger. Lock it up.
I know, right?
Mm-hmm.
Lock it up. All right. I guess we're going to start in on news, because that's what they came for, right?
Yes, we'll do news. Or would you like me to go first today?
Cause... No, I can go first. I got zombies.
Oh, that sounds that sounds like you need a shot. They have a shot for that cream or something?
Shots of the zombies. All right, well, Zombie Farm hits 11 million iOS downloads within weeks of its one-year anniversary on the iOS. Zombie Farm by PlayForge has reached 11 million iOS downloads within weeks of celebrating its one-year anniversary on the iTunes App Store. Featured by Apple... Featured by Apple as the number one top-grossing freemium game of 2010, the Zombie Farm has seen phenomenal levels of player engagement over the last year. Zombie Farm players have logged over 6,800 years of game time since February 2010. What?
Holy crap.
That's crazy. And its success continues to build in the new year as the number of daily active players reached an all-time high in January. Zombie Farm has met great success rewarding players with ever-expanding content and fresh gameplay that has proven to be truly engaging. According to Flurry's industry benchmarks, the average user retention for iOS games after 1 month is 19% and trails to less than 5% after 90 days. Zombie Farm more than doubles that benchmark, having retained 40% of players after 1 month and more than 10% of the users who started playing a full year ago. The game has also proven to be twice as addictive as the industry average, clocking an average of 3.6 sessions per day over the last 2 months. Players doubled the Flurry benchmark by 1.8 daily game sessions. Zombie Farm has a massive loyal fan base that truly enjoy checking in with their lovable zombie horde. This sounds hilarious. Vince McDonald, founder of PlayForge, says, Zombie Farm has cultivated an amazing community of players. We are fortunate to have a dedicated fan base who is excited to see new content and continue to love the game update after update. Our players are fundamentally different than users who pick up a game, play it for a few minutes or even a week, but rarely launch the game again once they've lost interest. We are continuing to grow Zombie Farm as an engaging, fun, and family-friendly game. Users have collectively clocked 60 million hours of gameplay, and we hope to grow this figure meaningfully over the next year. We plan to expand our studio operations to include new platforms as we continue to deliver new and engaging content for Zombie Farm as well as our next title. Zombie Farm is free on the iTunes App Store for the iPhone and iPod Touch, so just head over there and check that out. Or if you'd just like to go check out their website, see what other platforms they may be talking about, you can head over to zombiefarmgame.com.
I love me some zombies. That's all I got to say about that.
I love me some zombies.
Well, this will make some of you happy. You Pocky Ninja people, every week I say something, somebody gets excited. Well, Pocky Ninja PvE and all that good stuff, they reveal their plans for closed beta for their upcoming MMO anime brawler. Yeah, this is going to be on your iPhone. So they're saying to you anime fans, hold on to your hats because Pocky Ninja's PvE is set up to offer players heart-pounding Naruto Bleach-esque gameplay and challenges. I love that. End Gamers has just released some tantalizing new details for their upcoming MMO, including adventures in the infamous Las Noches, building of Demon City, as well as co-op battles within the Sacred Realms of Valhalla. When a ninja reaches the required level, they'll be able to venture into the treacherous Demon City and challenge the evil Arrancar army in Las Noches, a building boasting a massive 150 floors of monsters who get tougher the higher the player gets. Brave ninjas venturing into Las Noches will also have the chance to earn a great amount of experience points and rewards, such as powerful ninja tools and valuable loot. I didn't know ninja needed powerful tools. But anyway, should it be ninjas or should it be ninjai? Let's talk about that later. However, even the bravest ninjas will be wary of the awaiting challenges, as monsters not only increase in difficulty as they progress, but also have some special abilities of their own, including the power to absorb your health and a greater chance to dodge attacks. Again, they've confirmed the closed beta dates for this. If you're getting all excited listening to what's going to go on with the gameplay, that'll be March 11th through the 18th. How can you get in on this? How can you play? How can you be down? Well, you can pop over to their website, their website at ninja.game321.com/information/activities and a bunch of other stuff that you can find on our website if you look for the story. There's a very long link. You can also follow them on Twitter, Pocky Ninja, and of course on Facebook also, Pocky Ninja. And that is P-O-C-K-I-E and Ninja all together, one word. I want to try it, but I don't have an iPhone.
I know, you got to come to the doctor.
Oh, you know, I lied. This is for the PC version. Correction.
PC version?
I keep thinking it's Pocket God for some reason. But it's Pocky Ninja. Pocky God is on the iPhone. Pocky Ninja is on your PC. So I may get to play. Ooh, there's some really nice screenshots if you guys want to go check those out up on our site. Really, really nice. Considering it's kind of, it is kind of anime-esque, but it's beautiful. What can I tell you? I love some. Ooh, it is gorgeous. That's all I can tell you. Unfortunately, the screenshots are in Chinese characters, so don't go freaking out thinking you won't be able to play. I'm sure it's translated to English at some point. And do you really care? As beautiful as this game is, I think I just figured out this button does this, and there you go. But anyway, moving along.
Moving along.
See, too much coffee, right?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, and very quickly, I just got also from stolen from Rockstar a new trailer for L.A. Noire. If you want to take a look at that, that'll be up on our site here in a matter of seconds, probably while Ginger's talking. If you like L.A. Noire, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. Well, if my Firefox will cooperate with me. Oh, there we go. All right. I know we've heard some crazy stories out there, and, you know, we've told you that gaming at work is probably not a good thing, but it looks like not everybody agrees with us. I'm pulling this from GamePolitics.com this morning. Yes, yes. MP approves Facebook game at work. Speaker says no. Start that with, are you busy every single second at work? Well, Carolyn Bink isn't. A staffer of Australian MP Victor Dominello, she submitted a request for extended internet access so she could play Bejeweled Blitz on her PC at work.
Damn straight.
When I have long conversations on the phone to constituents, it is my version of doodling, a mental chewing gum of sorts, she said. Can you guess how Dominello responded to the request? Well, if you read the title of the story, it's unlikely anything's going to come as a surprise, but here you go. He says, my staff works very, very hard. If they are sitting at their desk on hold to a department for 15 minutes, I do not have a problem with it. I have no difficulty with this request, provided it is acceptable to the clerk or speaker. Yeah, unfortunately, it is not acceptable to the Speaker of the Legislative Assembly, Richard Torbay, who says, I have not seen this specific request, but I can say this. I put filters in place to stop staff accessing inappropriate websites in the Parliament, and I do not think we should be paying people to play games. Yeah, that is a way to go, Carolyn, though. That's just crazy. You know, there's like a dozen other people just filling this out right now.
I can't say anything because, as I tell you guys, I used to work for a litigation support firm, and I was on the phone a lot, but I'm one of those people who actually can multitask and do it well. I don't think my boss realized I was playing the very same game, ironically, because usually Bejeweled works everywhere. You don't have to install it. You just sit down and go play. But I don't think she ever realized I was playing until, like, 7 months later when I got the whole entire office playing. But we didn't play all together on the clock. Usually after work we'd have a Bejeweled tournament, you know, for money. But during work, yeah, I played often, and she was like, you do this during work? Yeah. She's like, and you're still getting your work done? Yeah. Well, work it out.
You know, and that's one of those things. Some people can't handle it. Others do.
Yeah, if you can't handle it, don't do it. Don't lose your job over the game. Unless you're planning to go work for the Bejeweled people, then don't do that at work. That's not smart. Some of us can't handle that split focus. I'm trying to get 500,000 points on Bejeweled. You have a project due in 2 hours and we have a meeting. I can't come to the meeting. I have to play Bejeweled. That's when you don't need to play Bejeweled for. Anyway. And this is, yeah, she's going to get in trouble. Don't lose your job over your games, people. You need the job to pay for the games. Okay. So I got some juiciness for you today. Sony, who we have asked to clear up some rumors that we had about them buying Second Life. Actually, I went to the Second Life people. I'll let you know if we hear anything back about that. They haven't said anything. But Sony has closed projects at their UK studios. And they're also going to cancel a number of great games coming out of the UK studios. This is sad. This is probably ahead of some layoffs when you start closing, shutting down games. Yeah, this is not good. They said it has been decided that a production on a small number of projects within London Studio, Studio Liverpool, and Evolution Studios will be streamlined, or closed is a better way to put it, due to a portfolio review and project prioritization. Wow, that word didn't want to come out. This is from their company statement. Said this decision was made following an internal review of all games, and it was deemed that with the incredibly strong list of exclusive first-party titles coming up both this year and in the near future, resources should be reallocated to enhance those projects closer to completion. They are saying, despite canning the projects in development, Sony said that the UK was still an essential contributor to its worldwide studios group. The affected first-party studios have been and will continue to be vital assets within the WWS family. We have a history of producing genre-defining games such as MotorStorm, Wipeout, SingStar, and iPet. Really? This decision will have no impact on the role that our first-party studios will play in the future of all PlayStation platforms. You can follow more of this story from our friends at gamesindustry.biz. I'm sorry, I don't believe them. See, this is one of those companies where you think, yeah, they're going to fire those people via Facebook. You just lie. You cannot close a studio. You can't. You can't just close down a studio and say, oh, nothing's going to happen to these people. They're going to fire them over Facebook or Twitter. Watch. In the next few hours, probably. That's just wrong. Okay.
Yeah.
You know I'm right.
You are right. You are right. I can't even argue with you over it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. All right, so we're ready for the next story? Yes?
Yes, I need to breathe because the coffee is really getting to me.
I'm hoping my tea kicks in soon. All right, got a new story. This is coming from OneUp.com, and I thought this was actually kind of interesting and amazing. Planet Work out for the iPhone today is perhaps nothing extraordinary in the grand scheme of things. They say it's a simple little action game where you move a spaceman around a series of planets, cleaning up all the garbage along the way. You know, while that's not exactly spectacular, what is unusual about it is the staff behind it. Planet Work was created entirely by fresh college graduates less than a year into their new careers at Capcom.
Hot.
That is awesome. Mm-hmm. The project is brainchild of, oh, I'm going to kill this name, and I'm sorry, Jean Tachuki? Either way, veteran producer at Capcom. Sorry, I know I got your name wrong. Please forgive me. Game projects as of late have grown into incredibly huge things in scope, he says. It's hard to produce one game a year that way. Sorry, it's hard to produce one game a year the way that most people used to be able to do. That got me thinking that perhaps the best way to get our new employees a taste of the peaks and valleys of game development is to have them produce a game of their own by themselves.
Very smart.
Mm-hmm. He said it's a challenge, but one Tachuki saw merit in. There are a lot of things you have to do when getting a game to market, from publicity to rights issues. I had them handle every part of it. Normally, we'd have them be part of a larger team, learning the process bit by bit from veteran employees, a low-risk, low-return method. There's a limit to what they can get out of that. They wind up not being able to do anything unless someone tells them how to do it. I figured it'd be a better experience for all of the new hires if they are trial and error their way through the process by themselves instead.
So that's how I learned. Just throw me in there and let me do it. I did explain to you the tank over here. Just throw me in it. Let's do it.
And I think that is just awesome. All right, so what did some of the lucky team members think about it themselves? Well, oh, I'm going to kill this name. I'm sorry. Oh, maybe his name. Kanu Akamatsu. I felt like we were being cast away, he says. I had no idea what we should make or how we should make it. It was a lot harder than I thought it would be to get our thoughts together and really work as a team. Being on the side that makes the games instead of play them made me realize how headache-inducing it is when you know the game you're working on isn't fun, but you don't know what you can do to make it better. Aww.
Quit your whining, boy. People are losing their jobs. Oh, whatever.
Yes. the game, along with a free 5-stage preview version, is out in Japanese on the iTunes App Store right now. And, oh, I'm going to kill the name again. Takuchi? Is encouraging iPhone owners. I said that wrong. I'm sorry. Is encouraging iPhone owners to play it and be as stringent as possible with us. All right, I think my voice is in the register. Nobody can understand me at this point. Okay, the game industry is largely being driven by a core group of creators that were born in the 1970s, he says. I think one of the most important missions of this group is to raise and nurture the next generation of creators. I think it'd be great if we could get the industry to think about this more seriously through this project. It'd be nice if it resulted in a new group of game designers that still show up in, oh, this is going to kill me, Famitsu's pages 5 years from now. So I'm assuming that's a Japanese newspaper of some sort, but I don't know.
Mm.
Either way, that's awesome. Way to go, guys. I think that's great.
What's that name again?
I'm not saying it. Takuchi?
Thank you.
And everybody just died at their desk.
Somebody slammed their head into their keyboard right when you said it. I wish I had a picture. Okay. Well, love or hate our new president, at least he understands us. He's at Tech Boston Academy. This is from our friends at GamePolitics.com. Tech Boston Academy garnered national attention this week when the president made a stop by at the small college and gave a 20-minute speech on technology and education. Now, the school serves 800 students in grades 6 through 12 and serves children that live in a neighborhood known for crime, poverty, and violence. The point of the president's visit was to highlight Tech Boston Academy's accomplishments and to say good schools can thrive in tough neighborhoods. Students have come from some of the toughest neighborhoods Am I right? He said. Yet graduation rate is 20 points higher than the rest of the city. 20 points higher, he said. The president continued to talk about investing in education that uses technology that can capture the imagination of students. He says, I'm calling for investments in educational technology that will help create digital tutors that are as effective as personal tutors, educational software as compelling as the best video game. President, I love you. Thank you. He said, I wanted to come to Tech Boston so the rest of America can see how it's done. You guys are a model for what's happening all across the country, he added. Tech Boston is a pilot school within the school district, which means that its administrators have a lot more leeway to change the curriculum or lengthen the day of the school day if they want. The school also has some financial support from foundations and companies such as, of course, our favorite geek, Bill Gates, Gates Foundation. The Gates Foundation is the reason that the school has such a high level of technology. And the president poses a $90 million competitive grant program to find new technologies that can improve education. He's also suggesting more federal funds for education and shared responsibility within the private sector. And again, this is at Game Politics, and they popped it from WBUR. I believe that's their local radio station. That is awesome. Well, we all know our president's either him or his team. Somebody there is a geek because, you know, what president we had before had a Twitter and a Facebook? Name me one. I think this is excellent. I think he needs to go back to Congress and point this out to them, our Carolyn Lieberman people, and say, this is what the right way technology is supposed to be used, and we're sorry that you're not able to understand that. You would rather condemn it. You'd rather condemn these newfangled light bulbs, I mean telephones, I mean radios, things, because you don't understand what they do. Anyway, Tudor, moving along.
Moving along. All right, well, I've kind of been on the theme with, you know, the whole zombies and whatnot. Well, it's time for some more paranormal fun.
Zombies on my lawn? What?
Oh, no. Ghostbusters Sanctum of Slime is a four-player ghost-busting adventure that will take players on a brand-new paranormal experience. Players will suit up with their proton packs and assume the role of a rookie hired by the Ghostbusters to save New York City from a disaster of ghoulish proportions. The action-packed gameplay progresses as players complete jobs as fearless rookies who explore a series of haunted environments that must be cleared of any ectoplasmic threats. The gripping adventure rages on as players encounter gigantic bosses that require a concentrated effort to defeat using a medley of highly destructive weapons, including the proton stream, plasma inductor, and fermion shock.
I love it.
Rookie Ghostbusters will face the dangers of the eerie world alone or with a ghostbusting team of friends, both locally or online through the game's multiplayer capability. Looks like it is out for the Xbox Live, PSN, and PC download on March 23rd. Looking for some kind of price list, but I don't see any.
It's a downloadable title?
Atari Today released. It's released today. Multiplayer trailer. Oh, this is just the trailer, so it's not out till the 23rd. That's
see,
for the
you
Xbox
tease.
Live, Live, the PSN, and PC download.
You are a tease. Thank you so much, Ginger.
I am such a tease. Don't you hear me?
I am claiming your something in second of your grid. Yeah, I'm coming after you today. You don't gasp, it's coming.
No, my grid.
Yes, your grid. You and your grid. Well, I got some more juiciness. Mm-hmm. Are y'all ready?
Yeah. What'd you get?
Well, this is kind of hurtful to me. No, not really. Okay, so you guys know Jack Emmert, right? CCO of Cryptic Studios?
Uh-huh.
Yes, well, he's been appointed chief executive officer of the Atari-owned MMO developer company following the departure of Needham. John Needham is going to be pursuing unspecified other opportunities within gaming. He says, it's been a privilege and a pleasure to work at Cryptic these past several years. It is with a heavy heart. They always say with a heavy heart. Your heart ain't heavy. It is with a heavy heart that I now depart this company. We've all worked so tirelessly to grow. We've done so much together. Two successful MMO launches, The Foundry, and a successful free-to-play transition for Champions Online. Did you guys forget you were also the minds behind City of Heroes? I guess you can't say that anymore, I guess. He says, I'm thankful for my time here and for all that we've accomplished. Co-founder Emmert will now report directly to Atari CEO Jim Wilson. says, as a colleague, I'm sad to see John go, but our vision remains clear. Cryptic Studios continues to develop great gaming experiences while ensuring the success of its current projects, Course Champions Online, Star Trek Online, and Neverwinter. So we will continue to set high goals for ourselves under my leadership. We will continue to meet them. What is that supposed to mean? What are you trying to say? Okay. I'm in one of those gossiping moods today, I think. I think I need to just make up some news about somebody.
You are, too.
I am.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
Pick up our own news to post on the site. You can pick which one is real and which isn't. That's how about that?
That's an idea for a contest.
Gingerbad.
Gingerbad? No way.
Ginger is bad.
But I'm perfectly good at it, as Rihanna says.
Oh. Because I didn't say that. Just one point out. Ginger said it.
Yeah, I'm totally wound up today. All right.
3 minutes to break, lady. 3 minutes to break. Make it
3 minutes to break. I think I can do this in 3 minutes. Pokemon Black version and Pokemon White version combined to sell more than 1 million in a single day. Shattered U.S. sales records. Two new Pokemon video games went on sale March 6th and promptly shattered all previous U.S. Pokemon sales records. Pokemon Black version and Pokemon White version games for the Nintendo DS family of systems became the fastest-selling Pokemon video game of all time, selling more than 1.8 million units after just 1 day of availability.
Wow.
Yeah. That surpasses the previous one-day sales record of more than 780,000 set by Pokemon Diamond version and Pokemon Pearl version games in April of 2007. Charlie Sabetta, Nintendo America's Senior Director of Corporate Communications, says, longtime Pokemon fans are attracted to the new Pokemon, new battle systems, and new region to explore, while newcomers enjoy the ability to jump in and have fun right away. These sales numbers illustrate the continued strength of the Nintendo DS family of systems, already established as the nation's best-selling video game platform of all time. The installed base of more than 47 million makes it the ideal handheld for developers to reach a huge gaming-focused target audience. That is awesome. So, way to go, Pokemon Black and White. My own little bit to add to it, there's a cartoon over on Control-Alt-Delete. The last 2 days has been about Pokemon Black and White. Go check it out. It's hilarious. I about died laughing for the first one.
They're always funny. What is with the warbly today, VT?
So we can scatter, not to fight too many. We'll be in trouble if we don't take them down quick.
Wow, that's really warbly.
Leroy Jenkins, what's wrong with it?
I don't know. Wow, maybe we should skip the break today. Oh, this is amazing.
That was bad.
That was really bad. Y'all want me to try again? Raise your hands if yeah. Okay, no. Let's try again.
Okay.
No, it's not happening today, people. It is not happening. Oh, I'm sorry. I know people are mad. They're like, where's my Leroy Jenkins? We can't play anything for you, so we might as well keep doing news. Just know that in 2 minutes, we're probably going to shut off on you. 2 minutes. I'm sorry, 1 minute now. After I roast Ginger. Well, I do have my next story ready. Thank goodness. So you guys know, tons of video game charities are going to invade PAX East this year. PAX East. Yay. This comes from our friends at Game Politics. Also from some of the people that I know that are lots of gamer charities. I was going to say competitions. Our favorite charity that often frequents our shows, Gamers Outreach Foundation, and our other favorite charity, Able Gamers Foundation, are going to be invading PAX East in Boston this Friday. The groups are teaming up, and it's about time, guys. Did I not tell you needed to team up? Did I not say that? They're going to be hosting a special panel called Gamers Doing Good. Again, the Penny Arcade Expo this year, the first one, takes place in Boston, March 11th through the 13th. The point of the panel is to give an intelligent discussion on how video gamers can be used to help others and how gamers can combine their passion for gaming with charitable contributions. The panel is scheduled to take place on Friday at 5 p.m. in the Cat Theater. Panelists include Stephanie Shea and Zach Weigel. Hi, Zach. I'm sorry. I better say hi to Stephanie. I'm sorry. Next time I'm sleeping, she may cut me. From Gamers Outreach, along with Mark Bartlett and Steven Spoon and Ben Hertz, who you've all heard on. You've heard all these people here on the show before, of the Able Gamers Foundation. And Avery Alex of PopCap Games is going to be the moderator, will also be on hand, as well as Christopher Frost Sheffield from Radioactive Nerd, who I also know. I've been on their show. Yeah, see if you can find that one. I disavow all knowledge of that show. Okay, so anyway, in addition to the panel, Gamers Outreach Foundation will be bringing its recent fundraiser campaign with independent game publisher Wicked Interactive to PAX East. Since December, Wicked Interactive has been working with Gamers Outreach to raise money for a go-kart for Dallas Veterans Hospital, which is why we need a PAX South here. See, Dallas is in the South. For every new account created in Mission Against Terror, Wicked Interactive is donating $1, with all proceeds donated directly to the construction of a new go-kart. It's called Project Go-Kart, which is an initiative of Gamers Outreach that funds the construction of portable entertainment kiosks. Gosh, it was hard for me not to tell about that one. I've been knowing about that one for a while. Which are used to transport video games and other sources of entertainment to patients who have limited access to activities outside their rooms. PAX East attendees will find the special mission Agent Against Terror campaign postcards in their swag bags. You can pop over to gamersoutreach.org/PAX East panel to find out more information. Again, that's going to be this Friday up in Boston. Yay! Zinder, are you still with me?
Oh my gosh, I'm muted. I'm talking. I'm like, what do you mean? Am I still here? Yeah, I'm still here. Da, 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 da. I was like, you know, I wish we could be there. That sounds like so much fun. And I always love these charity events, and especially because, you know, it's MAT. I love MAT.
Oh, you know, we should give these guys credit. This is not an easy thing to do, and to be there with them firsthand, to watch them trying to keep all this together, to make sure you get your bags and all these fun little things they do, and make sure, and they're doing it for charity. Keep in mind, these people are not getting paid for this at all. Gamers Outreach Foundation, Able Gamers, are not getting paid to do these types of events. I'm sure they make their revenue other ways, but to put this together and to have all these really great prizes, because I, you know, you saw me Facebooking the picture of the Hummer Xbox. That's a lot of work somebody put in that they didn't get any money for. So please donate. Please donate, and if you're there, stop by. Tell them that we told you hello, especially Elaine. Smack her. Not in the face, though. Don't hit her in the face. No punching or anything, but smack her. Tell her that's from me.
Oh, we're going to get sued.
No, I'm not. She knows. I told her I was sending somebody after her. It's better that they're random. It's don't want anybody that she knows that we both know coming. She'll know I sent them. So you smack her. Say, hi, this is from Corey. Not in the face, though. I want to put that out there. She's not one of those types that'll, like, getting hit in the face and just let you do it. You might get hurt. I'm just saying. After that, you're on your own. Just a playful smack. Hey, I'm warning you. I did warn him. I said smack, not the face. I said specifically not the face. It's on tape. Elaine, you hear this. I said not in the face. So if they do, knock them out. Anyway.
Yeah, some poor guy's going to use that to cop a feel, and she's going to knock him out. It's going to be hilarious.
Cop a feel is different from smack. See?
We need to outline the terms of the smacking.
Terms of smacking are listed below.
Anything that gets you knocked out was in the fine print.
Yes.
All right. Well, if they don't get lucky with her, maybe they can get lucky with GamerDating.com.
GamerDating?
Yeah. Gamania Digital Entertainment and GamerDating.com announced today that they will be partnering to deliver a revolutionary experience for gamers everywhere. Players of the upcoming dating MMORPG Lucent Heart and members of the first gamer-targeted social network, GamerDating.com, will soon be able to combine both services to meet new friends and build relationships. To celebrate, GamerDating.com is sponsoring Lucent Heart's upcoming Get Lucky beta, offering players one last sneak peek at Lucent Heart over St. Patrick's weekend, complete with fashionable green attire to ward off uninvited pinching.
Okay, is it a dating site? Why would we want to ward off the pinching? I'm just curious.
I know, right?
I thought we want to be pinched. Dating site, hello?
I don't know. The pairing of GamerDating.com and Lucent Heart offers an all-around social gaming experience, whether couples meet using Lucent Heart's matchmaking system or by searching GamerDating.com. GamerDating.com's detailed profiles. They will be able to easily transition between the two services. For the first time, gamers have an all-in-one platform where they can meet others with the same passion, play together, and develop other aspects of their relationship. Jim, oh, God. All right, I'm going to forgive me for any laughing that comes out of this. This is just too perfect.
Do it, do it.
Jim Palmer of GamerDating.com says, never before has an MMORPG made the move to work so closely with a social network. Mr. Palmer also says, we honestly have no idea why this is the first time someone is doing this. We all use and enjoy massive social networking sites, so when it comes to dating, we believe that it should be easy to share your most time-consuming interest in our case, gaming.
No comment.
Right? David Wong, COO of Gamania, says, we are incredibly excited to be able to offer players a seamless transition to further legitimize I'm too busy laughing. Relationships, they begin in Loosen Heart. Loosen Heart offers a low-pressure outlet for couples to go on fun, lighthearted dates together, and GamerDating.com offers an essential portal for them to continue interacting, which includes profiles, emails, blogs, and things that players can easily and safely exchange within the game. To get lucky, players can head over to GamerDating.com and sign up for a free profile. All GamerDating.com members, hopefully I didn't get disconnected, Mike.
No, you're still here.
GamerDating.com members will get a free beta key to participate in the St. Patrick's Weekend festivities beginning March 17th. Yeah, there's a whole big link here. I'm just going to tell you to go check them out at GamerDating.com because that is an incredibly long link. Hello?
Oh, I'm talking muted now. How about that?
All right. Crap, did it really drop me?
No. I was just saying that was too much info. You know, you ever heard of these little things called Bitly or, you know, that reduce links? You might want to get
Yeah, that thing was like a page and a half long all in itself. It's nuts.
It's an extra 5 seconds, people. Okay, so some of you out there, strike the right note to win the race. You can check out the latest WiiWare and Nintendo DSiWare available for download, yes, this Friday. In Lilt's line on WiiWare this week, you will need to have all your wits about you to compete in this fast-moving racing game. Complimented by its award-winning dubstep soundtrack, discover 15 levels of urban beats that will leave your senses buzzing for hours, probably because you'll be bobbing your head. Also, there's another game, Successful Learning Mathematics Year 3. You enter into a whole new level of math puzzles that will introduce your little ones to increasingly complex mathematical challenges that will both test and entertain at the same time. However, if at any point you get stuck, then call upon your friendly vampire companion, Freddy, to help solve the puzzles. Are you sure he wants to help or he just wants to bite? I'm just saying. Nintendo DSiWare this week sees players attempting to save the world from Armageddon again. In Go Flash series Earthsaver, the latest game in the franchise will land you on a meteorite hurtling towards Earth and attempting to steer the menace from hitting the planet's surface. That sounds interesting. Also on Nintendo DSiWare, where you can test your brain in the puzzle game Chapeau, or train yourself to be the best beautician in town in Beauty Academy. Each of these games are ranging somewhere between 500 to 800 Wii points, and again, they will be available this Friday on the Nintendo store. Yeah, forgive me, Nintendo. Again, available this Friday. There's a ton of other games here, too, that I didn't list. There's Mix Superstar, if you like doing that. I wanted to play that one, but I haven't gotten a chance. You can probably go and check them out on the Nintendo website, or I think we have it posted. Yeah, I'm completely frazzled now. Too much coffee, really, really too much coffee.
I know, right?
Ooh, I have to get up and run around the block a few times. Amazing.
Yeah, that's more energy than I have.
Syndrome.
My turn. It's my turn, and apparently it's Lara Croft's turn again, too.
Yay!
Unfortunately, this time it is not Angelina Jolie's.
Yay!
Lara Croft, the feisty heroine of one of the biggest video games of the 1990s, is once again getting the movie treatment. So this isn't technically gaming, but, you know, she kind of started off that way. Anyways, heavyweight producer Graham King from The Departed has acquired the feature film rights to Tomb Raider and will reboot the action-adventure franchise, aiming for a 2013 release date for the first film. Angelina Jolie, the star of King's recent bomb, The Tourist, headlined two previous big screen adaptations made by Paramount. Lara Croft Tomb Raider and Lara Croft Tomb Raider The Cradle of Life. Sources said King's GK Films banner may be looking to do a Lara Croft origin story rather than continue her adventures. The company said it aims to create daring new adventures for the young and dynamic Lara Croft. Of course, no writer has been hired yet. So that is kind of interesting. I've been hearing rumors about this, and I heard that the latest Tomb Raider, Lara Croft, is not exactly as endowed as she was before.
Yeah, because we girls are like, what exactly does it have to do with anything? And you can't be an adventurer with those huge things. You can't see your feet.
Can't see your feet. You'd end up with black eyes. The bras, ugh.
Let's talk about the fact that, you know, all the cliff jumping that she does. You can't grab a cliff when you can't reach around those things. I'm just saying.
Exactly.
So it's just not feasible. It's not feasible. It looks good to the guys, but it wouldn't work for real. Sorry.
No, they just get in the way.
We got 3 minutes. Should I squeeze in this last one, or should we just go about our business? Because I got some crafting to do.
Either way.
I'll try. So, you Microsoft Games people, Kevin Anix is admitting that there's some flaws with the PC service called Games for Windows Live. He's saying a PC derivative of the Xbox Live online platform has been the subject of heavy criticism from a vocal group of PC gamers and recently saw longtime advocate THQ drop it from its latest Dawn of War title. Third-party tools to excise Live from PC games that use it are prevalent, admitted Anix to CVG. That's another of our But he's computer and video games.com. He says, I think it's because it was designed originally as a partner to the console service more than the PC service. So we had a rather rocky start. We also didn't back it up with the most important thing, which is doing fantastic games to take advantage of the service. A network by itself isn't valuable. There needs to be great games to take advantage. With recent ongoing changes, Microsoft's partner developers have become happier with the service. The Age of Empire team has got a lot of great input, and the game can be same can be said for Lionhead, who said, we're going to build Fable 3 on the PC. We know that they want out of the service. And we know what they want out of the service. I said, out. See, bad reporting. Got to be responsible. I said, Epic also did a great job of promoting Live with Bulletstorm. They're pleased with the platform, and the service is going to continue to get better over time. Anix also remained convinced that he thinks the underpinnings are great. He thinks they're going to continue to get better. I always liked the fact, at first, that you could play along with your friends that didn't have an Xbox. If they had a PC and you had an Xbox, you could still play together. They could still get on. Like, I think at one point, and I know I'm not crazy, anybody else out there that remembers this, the first Left 4 Dead, you could play with your friends that had the PC version if you had an Xbox. You could go into multiplayer together.
You know, that does seem familiar. That does sound like I remember hearing that.
Yeah, I vaguely remember I met a new friend in Second Life who's saying he played Left 4 Dead, and I remember us playing a couple of games together. I'm not crazy. I remember that. And he did not have an Xbox, and I do. So I know I'm not crazy. But in any case, let's hope, wish them the best, and, you know, I got crafting to do. That's how I feel about it.
I know, I was just thinking about that. Ooh, did I check my crafting before I got on? No, I don't think I did.
Mm-hmm, crafting must be done. So I'm playing this for Ginger since she keeps teasing me. Should be iPad 2.
I don't have iPad.
I don't have iPad 2. Let's be specific. So again, I want to alert you guys. Those of you who are looking for old Betsy Keith, we still have a few left. We're rationing them out slowly so we don't end up giving... You know, I should probably lower that while I'm talking. Yeah. We are rationing them out so you don't end up with no key. Those of you who play The Sims 3, new house up for you for free. Looks like
fun. Check it out. It's really cute.
It's from Cityville.
Yay.
And Miss Ginger, our late fashion designer, has some things that we want to check out too.
Yeah, I gotta get my wallpaper too.
And also, those of you who were following last year our GDR experiment, I got a big update for you on that. Quite drop by the sign and read our original experiment. Can you even hear me over that?
Yeah, I picked the one. Just fine.
Well, make sure you drop by the site. Check out our update to the GDR experiment. That will hopefully be up for you later today or possibly tomorrow, depending on how busy we get. But it is a huge news, huge, huge. But go read the original. Go read the original. And we got to go. Crafting must be done. We see you guys tomorrow, bright and early.
Bye, guys and gals and everybody in between.